It's time to spill the tea with McKinsey.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Ooh, yes, it is tea time. Kicking things off with Dancing with the Stars. Joe, it's happened. Spicy has gone home. Sean Spicer kicked off Dancing with the Stars last night.
Any words for Lindsay?
I miss you. I wish I could have done better. Thank you for everything you did. Thanks to everyone who supported me. Thanks to my family for everything they did. I love being on this show. Thank you for making me part of it. God bless you all. Happy Veterans Day.
Man, he lasted longer than a lot of us thought he would. So he's exiting. He had a lot of low scores from the judges, but he got so much love from the viewers that kept him on the show.
Yeah, that's a big part of it.
Yeah, so still in the running, The Bachelorette's alum, Hannah B., country music star Lauren Elena, who I am rooting for because I love her. I've met her many times. James Vanderbeek, Allie Brooke, and Kel Mitchell. So we'll keep you posted on that. Well, Lamar Odom is engaged to girlfriend Sabrina Parr. But of course, the question is, does he still love Chloe?
Yeah, I still got a lot of love for her.
Was she the love of your life?
Yeah.
Would you or could you have stayed with her?
Yeah, but you know, when you're an addict and you're fighting those demons, you can't even really, you're not loving yourself. So you can't even spread the love to someone that's loving you as much as she loved me.
Well, I think that kind of speaks for itself. Chloe was love of his life, but he messed it up. Now he's engaged to this chick, Sabrina, after just dating for 3 months. So this
Wait, the teenage
me of
witch?
Someone else in the room.
Yeah, he can't engaged. Hear you, but yeah, pork chop. I definitely think that's him.
We're expecting a holiday engagement. Moving on to Owen Wilson, whose ex-girlfriend, Veruni, says the actor has never even met his youngest child and is not involved in his little girl's life at all.
Oh, man, I feel like, wow, it's like I come over, it's like I don't know what to expect.
So she goes on to say that Lila, the little girl, needs a father. He does help out financially, but he's never been about a dad. And that it's very crazy how he keeps getting these father roles. However, he's not a father in his real life.
Shots fired.
Dang, his ex is upset. And Brigitte Nielsen. Now, she was married to Sylvester Stallone. If you've seen Rocky IV, she was married to Drago, the beautiful, she's like tall, blonde.
I will break
she
you.
She also was with Flavor of Love for a little bit. She was on a VH1 reality show. So she's on the talk yesterday, and they were talking about Las Vegas. We talked about as well. Madonna got booed for being hours late for her show, and she said it is not okay. And she told this story about a slap that went down.
And just a little thing, in 1987, I was at a club downtown with her, and she kept stepping on my feet. She was very rude, and I ended up giving her a slap across the face. However, she was not being very polite. I remember just six big guys picked me up. And that was fair enough. I mean, I probably shouldn't have done that. And I was out of the club.
And then she went on to get the ultimate revenge on Madonna.
The best part is yet to come. A couple of months later in the south of France, I got back at her for being rude, having a one-night stand with Sean Penn.
Oh! This is why we love when you're here.
So that was Madonna's hubby at the time. I hope they were together, but she never let that go.
I will hump him. Okay, there you go.
Revenge.
Brigitte Nielsen wrapping it up in a very, very sweet way. McKenzie with the tea this morning here on Joe and McKenzie. Okay, this could open the, I guess, Pandora's box of possibilities at 833-563-2539. But coming up in about 10 minutes here on Joe and McKenzie, I have a friend. We've talked about this friend before. His wife doesn't want to play video games. Well, now he can't go to a certain restaurant. He did go with me and some buddies, and she says, oh, hell to the no. She says, it's inappropriate for guys to go eat there alone. You might have an idea of what this place is in your head already. I'll explain what it is and more of her reasoning why. But it's like, do I speak up and do I say something? Should my buddy man up and say something? Or should he just kind of agree that his wife says, no, I don't want you going to this restaurant with Joe and the other guys?
Ooh.
Yes. It's coming up next here on Joe McKenzie on Radio Now.